Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today's first-year college students may have difficulty remembering a world without mobile communication technology. Stephen Pirog, associate professor of marketing at Seton Hall University, reveals why many young people have become so heavily dependent on mobile devices.
In focus groups, mobile phone users often speak fondly of their phones and even attribute great power to them. For example, they have revealed a pacifier effect. Simply having a device at hand makes them feel calm and in control. In other cases, the phone bestows the user with social status. And finally, some participants speak admiringly of their phone's design aesthetics, as well as its grace in carrying out commands, as if the phone understood its human partner, much the way partners in dance or doubles tennis would. This man-machine relationship can be empowering to the user. However, a good deal of research suggests that excessive use of these mobile devices has a negative effect on one's well-being. James Roberts of Baylor University and I surveyed a couple hundred college students to gauge their cell phone and instant messaging use. We also collected data on key personality traits, in particular, impulsivity, a trait that seeks out the pacifier effect, and materialism, a trait linked to both the status and man-machine effects. Then we used a statistical model to measure the separate effects of impulsivity and materialism on cell phone overuse, as well as on the overuse of instant messaging. As expected, the effects were positive, but we were startled to find that materialism had a much larger impact than impulsiveness did. The difference was especially large for cell phone use, which is not surprising since the cell phone itself is the nexus of the man-machine connection, while instant messaging is an application or function. We found some support for the idea that impulsiveness governs the impact of materialism on cell phone addictive tendencies. Impulsivity enhances the man-machine relationship. As a result, our research puts cell phone and related technology addictions squarely into the camp of consumer addictions like credit card abuse and compulsive buying.
That was Stephen Pirog of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Like a manifesto, make a mannequin melt. I'm phoning in like it's unlimited minutes. Going through bottles just to see the bill. 10 mils, whatever.